I will never go to my friend's house again. Most importantly, I won't ever look out her window. It was Friday night. I was with my friends Brian, Cadence, and Liz. We were just talking the night away. We were staying at Brian's house. Brian is short for Brianna. For the night. Hey, how about we do some creepy games? Brian said with a smirk. I happily agreed. I love to get scared. The feeling of fear and adrenaline mixed together was amazing and addicting. Liz and Cadence also agreed, though Cadence was a little hesitant. I know this game called Cat Scratch is where we tell a scary story about an old lady and a cat. Then the person that's laying on the ground gets scratched on their back, Liz said with excitement. She pulled up the story on her phone as Cadence laid down on the floor, and we sat around her. I was facing the window. Brian was facing Cadence's feet, and Liz was facing her head. There once was an old lady who had a cat. The cat was very nice. It purred and meowed softly. One day, the cat got hit by a car. Cat scratch, cat scratch, cat scratch. Liz, Brian, and I said in union. I looked out the window, and I swear I saw a shadow run by. It was not completely pitch black out there. It was mostly lit up by house lights or porch lights. I shook it off as Liz tried to continue. However, I couldn't help staring out the window. Suddenly, a dark shape and an outline of someone, possibly a man, casually walked by the window. It wasn't 5 feet away or so, maybe like a little bit away from the window. But no, it was almost brushing against the window. I jumped as Brian and Liz and Cadence started asking me what's wrong. I saw someone pass the window, I said, cowering to a corner of the room. I put my face in the corner, avoiding the window. It's okay, Tay. It was probably a drunk, Cadence tried to comfort me, but I knew that was no drunk. You think I would probably stay away from Brian's house, but 2 weeks later, I went back. This time it was Brian, Cadence, my friend Anna, and I who were staying. It was probably about 11 p.m. at night, and we were all playing on our phones. Did you hear that? Anna said suddenly. We all looked at her as Brian asked, heard what? There was a knock outside the window. You could hear the fear in her tone. I swear, if it's that drunk again, Brian got very upset and opened his curtains with it. No one was there. We all looked at each other and went out to the living room to see if someone was knocking at the door, but we found no one. Maybe I'm just going crazy. It was nothing. Anna tried to laugh it off. A loud thud was heard from Brian's room, so we ran to his room, and there was his window. It was opened all the way. The wind was moving through the curtains. Someone had opened that window, and possibly even came in. Everyone look if there's something missing, Cadence yelled, looking for her phone. We wanted to see if maybe it was a thief or so. Did we just get robbed, I asked. You think that was the part where we all went to Brian's mom, but we couldn't. She was at the casino. Nothing is missing, Anna said with a worried expression. I then noticed my little stuffed animal, Stitch, from Lilo and Stitch, was missing. My Stitch plushie is missing, but it's probably just somewhere around here under the blankets and stuff, I said. Yeah, who would try to steal a stuffed animal, Kitten said. A creep would, Brian said plainly as he closed the window. Let's just go to bed, guys. I laid on the air mattress. I probably should have never gone back considering what happened and since I never found my plushie. But I did go back. Creepy stuff happens here, Kaylee. Brian was telling my friend Kaylee. It was only Brian, Kaylee, and I that night. You're messing with me, Kaylee laughed. I wish he was, I muttered. We started telling her what happened the other times we had a sleepover. Kaylee casually laughed it off, and we decided to go watch a movie in the living room. After a while, we got bored, and we decided to do each other's makeup. We were all laughing and having fun when there was scratching at the window. It's probably a cat, Brian said. Then there was knocking at the window. We all stared at the window, covered with curtains, as you could just only hear our breathing. Brian got the guts and slowly opened up their curtain. There my stuffed animal was. Yeah, my Stitch plushie? What the hell? I whispered. Is that the plushie that went missing, Taylor? Kaylee asked as I nodded in response. Let's go to sleep, Kaylee said in a panic. It was 12:15 and I was having a really hard time sleeping, so I was playing a game on my phone while Brian and Kaylee were sleeping. I started to hear scratching on the window. I decided to ignore it and put on my headphones. I put on YouTube and started watching Shane Dawson. I jumped as I heard someone, or something, bang the window. I did not want to look outside the window, but something was calling my name. Taylor. Taylor. Come on now. He said in a deep, dark voice. I peeked over to the window, since Brian didn't close the curtains. There it was. Black face, piercing red eyes with a nasty grin on. I started panicking as I made eye contact with it. I looked away real fast and started crying as it kept calling my name over and over, telling me to come outside. I screamed. Shut up! Brian and Kaylee, shut up. And started asking, what's wrong? Are you okay? Was it a nightmare? What's going on? I told them, I just need to go home. I can't stay here. I called my mom, and she wasn't too upset about having to come pick me up. When we got home, she told me to eat something and take a melatonin pill and go to bed. She went back to her room as I made myself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I quickly ate and took a melatonin pill and went to my room. On my bed was my Stitch plushie. Now, me, Brian, or Kaylee did not go outside to get my Stitch plushie. I love that thing so dearly, but we didn't go get it. But now it was on my bed. On my window, from the other side, there was writing. You know how you blowed hot air on a cold window, and you would start drawing on the window? Well, that's what it was. But it said, I'm sorry I scared you. Maybe we could try to play again when you go to your friend's house. From then on, I never went back to Brian's house. And all of my windows are now covered with blankets. Don't look outside my friend's window. You never know what's waiting for you to look at it. It doesn't want to play. Don't look outside my friend's window.